Well, good morning, everybody. This is Tobias Rex, and this is the Sharks, Dinosaurs, and Mythical Creatures podcast coming at you right now. This morning's episode is going to be about a genus of theropod dinosaur that lived in what is now known as Argentina during the early parts of the Late Cretaceous period, approximately 99.6 to 97 million years ago. The holotype specimen was discovered in Patagonia in 1993 and is almost 70% complete. And in 1995, the animal was given its name, Giganotosaurus carolinii. The name carolinii honors its discoverer, Reuben Carolini, and the name Giganotosaurus translates to giant lizard from the south. This genus attracted much interest and became part of a scientific debate about the maximum sizes of theropod dinosaurs. And folks, this dinosaur often has its name misspelled as Gigantosaurus or mispronounced as Giganotosaurus. For those who say Gigantosaurus, there are two O's, and the Greek gigantus is pronounced with a soft G, as in giant, unlike the Latin gigas, which is pronounced with a hard G, as in grape. And as such, the correct way to say this dinosaur's name will be to include both O's and to pronounce the G like a J. So it's Giganotosaurus. That's how you say its name. The Giganotosaurus, or simply Giga, is thought to have been one of the largest theropod dinosaurs, but the incompleteness of its remains have made it difficult to estimate its size. It is therefore impossible to determine with certainty whether it was larger than T-Rex, which, for example, was considered the largest theropod historically. Different size estimates have been reached by several researchers based on various methods and depending on how the missing parts of the skeleton were reconstructed. Length estimates for the holotype specimen have varied between 39 and 43 feet. I personally think that a really big Giganotosaurus would have been in excess of 46 feet long. Though incompletely known, the skull of Giganotosaurus appears to have been low. The maxilla of the upper jaw had a 36-inch-long tooth row, was deep from top to bottom, and its upper and lower edges were almost parallel. The maxilla had a pronounced projection under the nostril and a small ellipse-shaped fenestra, or opening, kind of like Allosaurus and T-Rex do. The nasal bone was very rough and wrinkly, and these wrinkles continued backwards, covering the entire upper surface of this bone. The lacrimal bone in front of the eye had a prominent crest or horn that pointed up at a backwards angle. The crest was ridge-like, and it had deep grooves. The postorbital bone behind the eye had a down and backwards directed process that projected into the eye opening, as seen in T-Rex, Carnotaurus, and Abalosaurus. The supraorbital bone above the eye that contacted between the lacrimal and postorbital bones was Eve-like and similar to that of Abalosaurus. The bone at the back of the skull was 17 inches long, and it had two air-filled holes on the side. The roof of the skull, formed by the frontal and parietal bones, was broad and formed a shelf, which overhung the short supratemporal fenestrae at the top rear of the skull. The jaw articulated far behind the occipital condyle, the place where the neck is attached to the skull, when compared to other theropods. The condyle was broad and low, and it had pneumatic cavities. And the Giga did not have a sagittal crest on the top of the skull, and the jaw muscles didn't extend onto the skull roof, unlike in most other theropods. These muscles would have instead been attached to the lower side surfaces of the shelf. The neck muscles that elevated the head probably would have attached to the prominent supraoccipital bones at the top of the skull, and those would have functioned like the crest of Tyrannosaurs do. And a latex endocast of the brain cavity of the Giga showed that the brain was similar to that of the related genus Carcharodontosaurus, but larger. The neck of the Giganotosaurus was strong, and the axis bone was robust. The cervical vertebrae had short, flattened centra, but with almost hemispherical articulations at the front and hollow depressions divided by plates. The dorsal vertebrae had high neural arches and deep depressions. The tail, or caudal vertebrae, had neural spines that were elongated from front to back and had robust centra. The transverse process of the caudal vertebrae were long from front to back, and the chevrons on the front were blade-like. The pectoral girdle was proportionally shorter than that of T-Rex, with the ratio between the scapula, or shoulder blade, and the femur being less than 0.5. The blade of the scapula had parallel borders and a very strong tubercle for insertion of the triceps muscle. In 1999, the paleontologist Reese E. Barrick and the geologist William J. Showers found that the bones of Giganotosaurus and T-Rex had very similar oxygen isotope patterns, with similar heat distribution in the body. These thermoregulatory patterns indicate that these dinosaurs had a metabolism intermediate between that of mammals and reptiles, and were therefore homeothermic, that means with a stable core body temperature, which is a type of warm-bloodedness. The metabolism of an 8-ton Giganotosaurus would be comparable to that of a 1-ton mammalian carnivore and would have supported rapid growth. In 2001, the running capability of Giganotosaurus was evaluated, but the hypothesis was rejected by James O. Farlow that the risk of injuries involved in such large animals falling while on a run would limit the speed of large theropods. Instead, it was posed that the imbalance caused by increasing velocity would be the limiting factor. Calculating the time it would take for a leg to gain balance after the retraction of the opposite leg, they found the upper kinematic limit of the running speed to be 50 kilometers an hour, or 31 miles an hour. They also found comparison between the running capability of Giganotosaurus and birds like the ostrich based on the strength of their leg bones to be of limited value, since theropods, unlike birds, had heavy tails to counterbalance their weight. A 2017 biomechanical study of the running ability of T-Rex by the biologist William I. Sellers and colleagues suggested that skeletal loads were too great to have allowed adult individuals to run. The relatively long limbs, which were long argued to indicate good running ability, would instead have mechanically limited it to walking gaits, and it therefore wouldn't have been a high-speed predator. They also suggested that these findings would also apply to other long-limbed giant theropods, such as the Giga, Mapusaurus, and Acrocanthosaurus. In 2005, colleagues estimated the relative bite force of theropods and found that Giganotosaurus and related theropods had adaptations for capturing and bringing down prey by delivering powerful bites, whereas members of the Tyrannosaur family had adaptations for resisting stress and crunching bones. So basically, the bite force of the Giga was weaker than that of the T-Rex. T-Rex's bite was made to crush through bone, whereas the bite of the Giga was made for slicing through flesh. The lower jaws were adapted for slicing bites, and it probably captured and manipulated prey with the front part of the jaws. These authors suggested that Giganotosaurus and other allosaurs may have been generalized predators that fed on a wide spectrum of prey smaller than themselves, such as juvenile sauropods. The ventral process, or chin, of the lower jaw may have been an adaptation for resisting tensile stress when the powerful bite was delivered with the front of the jaws against the prey. Now, the popular culture. Despite having been discovered relatively recently, the Giganotosaurus is already gaining a name for itself in popular culture. Giganotosaurus appears in the Walking with Dinosaurs special Land of Giants. They are seen to hunt both independently and in packs, working together to bring down an Argentinosaurus. And the Giga also is featured in the IMAX movie Dinosaurs, Giants of Patagonia, where Dr. Rodolfo Coria shows the sites of major discoveries in Argentina. And a Giganotosaurus also made an appearance in the episode of the series Primeval, where it rampages at an airport. And it's also a recurring character in Dino Dan, Trek's Adventures. And Giganotosaurus was rumored to appear in Jurassic World, called Jurassic Park 4 by the time. Even though it didn't appear visually, it kind of did appear in a sense, since its DNA was used in the creation of the Indominus Rex. And the Giganotosaurus also appears in Jurassic World Evolution. And it also shows up in Dino Crisis 2, but at an exaggerated size, and inaccurately shown being strong enough to throw an adult T-Rex. And the Giga was also featured in some concept art for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. However, it was confirmed that there were no plans for it to be added into the final cut. And the Giga also makes an appearance in Turok, where it only appears in the Death Valley, although its actual species wasn't identified in the game. And although it's similar to Mama Scarface, who is a well-known T-Rex in that game, in regards to behavior and sounds, it has noticeable differences, such as no scars on its face, and on its arms it has three fingers like the real one did. and the Giganotosaurus also appears in The Land Before Time 5, The Mysterious Island, as the film's main antagonist, and it is inaccurately portrayed as having plates on its back and being referred to as a plated sharp tooth. And it also appears in the 2008 movie Journey to the Center of the Earth as the main antagonist. And for those of you who have seen that movie, it's easy to mistake that type of dinosaur for a T-Rex because of the shape of its head, but it's way too large, and instead of two fingers, it has three, so it's a Giga. And the Giganotosaurus was also featured in Jurassic World The Game. However, it is inaccurately portrayed as having pronated wrists and two fingers, whereas the real one had three fingers and didn't have pronated wrists. And the Giga also appears in Ark Survival Evolved, and I'm going to play the finale of the 1812 Overture for this one. This dinosaur is depicted in Ark Survival Evolved as one of the most difficult creatures to tame, and it is not portrayed with accuracy in the game in any means necessary, being the largest theropod. It's actually bigger than the Spino. It's over 40 meters in length. It's almost like 150 feet. And be careful when taming this one. In Ark, Giganotosaurus will casually stroll about the island, slaughtering anything in their path, and this can lead them to wander to just about wherever they want. Their lack of natural predator, or of any form of a threat to them, allows for their safe voyages across the island. And with no natural predator, Ark's Giganotosaurus is considered the apex predator of the island, with its strength and size. And it is an extremely aggressive creature. Due to its rage mechanic, it'll also get angrier when being attacked, and this makes its attacks deal more damage. Also, it regains stamina faster when enraged, and if it builds up too much rage, it might even eat its own rider right off the saddle. And when it is enraged, you will definitely notice it, because when a Giganotosaurus enters its rage mode, it does with eyes on fire. Literally, its eyes will glow a bright, menacing yellow, an ominous sign to warn enemies and allies alike of its boosted damage and resistance modifiers. And in this state, it is a force to be reckoned with, even rivaling the power of other menacing giants like the dragon or even the Dodorex. And if it's tamed and it does this, it'll throw its rider off and attack everything around it, including allied creatures or the player himself. And this effect will last for 20 seconds, which is more than enough time for a catastrophic amount of destruction to occur. Before it becomes enraged, a heart is shown below its status bars, and the player should be cautious as more of the heart continues to glow. Once the heart is filled, the Giganotosaurus will enter its rage mode. So advice to all players out there who wish to tame a Giga, pissing it off will be the moment of your doom. So do not make it mad. And speaking of Jurassic World, like I was talking about earlier, the Giganotosaurus is confirmed to appear in the new one, Jurassic World Dominion, as the big bad. Now, the voices. In both Turok and Primeval, the Giganotosaurus is voiced by Universal Stock Elephant Bellows. In Journey to the Center of the Earth, the Giga was voiced by a mix of crocodiles, lions, and elephants. And this is only a guess, because I don't recall any of the particular sounds being recycled from anything else. In Ark, the Giga was voiced by elephants and many other stock dinosaur sounds, and unlike the roar of the T-Rex, which has the ability to stun things, the Giga's roar doesn't really do much of anything besides give the rider and player the benefit of feeling ferocious and terrifying. In Jurassic World Evolution, it is voiced by many animals. I'm not sure exactly which ones, but I definitely hear alligator, lion, and elephant. And in real life, the best sounds that I personally think would fit the Jigga perfectly are the same sounds used for King Kong in Kong Skull Island, which is a mix of lion, monkey, and gorilla put together. In Jurassic World Dominion, I don't know exactly what animals are going to be used to voice it, but I think, and personally hope, that they will give it the same voice. I mean, either that or the one from Godzilla vs. Kong. And, in a dinosaur heritage card deck that my family and I have, the Jigga plays the King of Spades. And whenever we lay it, we would say something fancy, like either getting jiggy with it, or the Jigga's up, which is my pun on the phrase the Jig is up. Well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. It comes out every 2 weeks. This is Tobias Rex saying Godspeed, and the Giganotosaurus himself will sign off for us. The honor is all yours, big fella. Let us have it.